The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, and happy Friday. We had to come in with Black Betty today. It's just one of those energizing songs on such a beautiful day in North Idaho. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I am just so happy you all are enjoying this beautiful day, I hope. And I am lucky today to have a wonderful guest in our studio. Again, part of my mission is to just interview and talk with people who are pursuing their passion and purpose and who have taken risk, and I find them to be very brave. And I am really lucky today to have Jessica with us, and she has a brand new venture that they are starting up in Sandpoint, and her background is extensive. It's remarkable what she has packed into such a short adult, young adult life. So I will let her tell us a bit about herself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lindy. Thank you for having me. We're super happy to be in Sandpoint. I'm so happy to be here with you today. My husband and I love food, and our life is revolving around food and events and bringing people together in a hospitality fashion, whether it's friends or family or clients. And my history started in events when I was 12 years old. My dad owns an event company, and he would take me on the road with him around the world, and I would work the front booth at his events as a 12-year-old and welcome his clients into these, you know.
Was that a food as well?
That was just events. And it starts to get in your blood when you're around it at such a young age. And my dad was a wonderful mentor and teacher to us in that sense, where he just infused the knowledge of events in us. He let us be there as young children, and he wasn't ashamed of having his kids around. He taught us how to work at a young age and work really hard. I'm from Chicago, the Midwest. We're known for our, you know, blue-collar, hardworking mentality.
We have a lot of that here in Sandpoint.
I've noticed.
I've noticed,
and I love that. Coming, I'll, you know, quickly fast forward, but we ended up on the West Coast, and you know, they don't have that there as much, that hard working, keep your head down, grinding attitude. And so finding that in Sandpoint has actually really reminded me of home, Chicago. So that's been really fun. But yeah, so I started events, really when I was young because of my father. And, you know, I decided I also loved music. And so I thought, what do I want to do? I want to do music business.
You're a teenager.
I decided this when I was 15. Oh, wow. Yeah, I was one of those lucky ones that kind of just knew what I wanted to do and pursued that major and then used that major, which is really rare these days, I think.
It is very rare.
Yes. But at the time, 14 years ago now, the best music business school in the country was Belmont University in Nashville. So I moved there and went to 3 years of college. I wanted to get out of there after 3 years, so I graduated quick. And then moved to New York with $300, like, you know, living the dream.
Well, there we go, just kind of like, all right.
And my first apartment was a studio that I shared with a guy friend of mine, and there was rats. I mean, it's the normal New York.
Story.
Yeah.
Startup story, really.
Startup story, mm-hmm. Exactly. And I was just dedicated.
I remember kind of another thing before we get into the next layer, but like that I think people don't always get here is I used to remind when I was, you know, my interns and so forth, when I was presenting the Broadway shows, you got to put your time in.
You got to roll your
sleeves up and put your time in.
And start from the bottom and you're not above anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to put in the hours and the time. And I was really committed to doing that. You know, I got lucky and I, you know, ended up connecting with a company called KSM, Kathy Shanker Management. They manage one artist, Sting. Mm-hmm. And she is a wonderful female badass woman,
just an
manager.
Inspiration.
Yeah, and
powerhouse.
She runs a small office, and I was the assistant to the business manager. And, you know, it kind of went from there. You know, one thing led to another. His publicist was sick one day, so I got to step in and help plan his 50th. So it's like, you know, the universe aligns.
Sting's 50th. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, let's just be clear on that. Oh, that's pretty remarkable.
And it was fun, and I was really good at it.
And you're how old about this time?
I was 23.
Okay, wow. Right out of college.
Right out of college. Mm-hmm. And it was very fun for me, and I was really good at solving problems, staying calm under pressure, dealing with high-level people. And because this is all
at
coming
– at 23, that's remarkable.
And I credit it to my father. Mm-hmm. You know, he really instilled that in us. And so went from there. So did that for 3 years and then got a phone call, kind of a dream phone call. And it was U2's promoter, and they asked me to tour with them, planning their events worldwide for 3 years on their world tour. I don't know if you remember in 2009, they did a 3-year 360 tour.
Well, I don't remember that, but they were the very first concert I went to in eighth grade. So I love
that's
you too.
Amazing.
Yes. So that was the very, my brother and I just drove. I was the first time my parents, again, we born and raised here, were the locals. And, said, go ahead, drive to Canada. And so off we went in high school. So I've loved
they
YouTube ever since.
Great shows. They're great people. I can attest to that. And so that was the start of us really becoming a part of their family, their tour family, essentially. So, you know, I toured for several years, went on to do a few other tours, and met my husband on Roger Waters, The Wall.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a chef.
You were doing something on The Wall also? You were
same, planning their events. So, you know, you two took like a 4-year break after 360. And so obviously at the time I was like, well, I'm young. I want to keep touring. So other bands started to pick me up. And so I did Roger Waters, Jay-Z, Beyonce, et cetera, et cetera. And I met Paul on Roger Waters. That was in 2012. And
what an experience.
It was It was great. And, you know, traveling the world 3 or 4 times over, priceless. It's not as glamorous as you think. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And you're never home.
You miss birthdays, funerals, anniversaries, holidays. It's you know, I don't want to be like it's a sacrifice, but you really disconnect from the world. And I don't necessarily think that's great. I look at that experience and I'm so thankful for it because of everything I've seen. But really, you go from an airport to a hotel to a venue to a bus to an airport to a hotel to a venue. And so you're not actually – you're seeing the world, but you're also not.
It's definitely one of those sort of grass is greener.
100%.
Yeah,
and I missed my family. I miss my friends. And so after 7 years of touring, I started dating my husband, and he was kind of stirring – it was stirring the same in him. And we looked around, and no disrespect to people that tour, but we were surrounded by older generations still touring, and they lacked a family. They lacked a community. They lacked putting down roots somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we just looked at each other, and we said, this has been priceless. Let's take it. And let's make a life. Like, we want to get out now because it's one of those industries that you can get sucked in forever.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. And so we decided in 2000.
I think it's actually pretty amazing that you met a man.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, I mean, you would even miss out on relationship on that kind of a lifestyle.
And, I mean, granted, I will – a little sneak peek. These tours we were on, there's 300 crew. You're in a small village.
Oh, yeah, you are.
So you do have – I mean, there's maybe 9 girls. So us girls, we do have our pick of the, you know.
The tribe.
Yeah. But you're not going to find quality.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very lucky that I found quality, 100%, and also found someone aligned with me in so many ways.
Well, and to just share the road life.
Totally. Yeah. And we get it, right?
Yeah.
So we got off in 2014 and then moved to Seattle. Right then and there, we were like, okay, at the time I was...
And I'm just going to clarify because, you know, we've got listeners out there, but got off tour. So decided that, okay, we're not going to continue traveling the world. We're going to make a choice. We're going to put roots down. And that's
and
where you stepped into
Seattle.
Exactly. Okay, start something in Seattle.
And, you know, we went from, you know, pretty decent life and income to, like, what do we do now?
Kind of back to that $300 in your pocket off the New York
not
story.
Not quite, but close.
But, I mean, no, it's phase two.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what building a life, right?
Exactly. You have to stop it, right?
Yeah,
and you have to stop it at some point and take the jump.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to Seattle and...
Stake the jump. That is so true.
Yeah. And I was the lead producer at an event company that was it was wonderful because all of their producers could be remote, so I could live anywhere. And I would still then fly around the world to do their events, but I had a base. And
you were able to base in Seattle at that point.
Correct.
Okay, and that was 2014. So.
And it was great, but I was, even though I worked for these bands, I was always my own boss, right? I was the contract event planner that they would bring out, and I could lead my own thing. And so being in a company was wonderful, and the community was wonderful, but I was itching, my entrepreneurial. It's hard to work for someone when you've always worked for yourself. And so that was a great landing point. It got us up and going in Seattle, and then we got another call, and U2 wanted – their personal chef was let go, and they wanted a new one. And we looked at each other, and we said, we don't want a tour. However, they are our family. It's really different as the personal chef. You're not necessarily – you're a part of the crew, but it just looks different, and it's also for one band. And so it's very here and there. It's not like a constant. And so we just looked at each other, and we were trying to get settled, mm-hmm. and he decided to take it.
Well, this is – we have – just a short hour together, I think. And actually, I'm very happy because I do get to have her husband back. He's delivering today, and we were going to talk about that later at the end of our show about what he is delivering and the magic that he is making in the kitchen in our very own small town. But we're going to take a quick break. And again, thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Living with Lindy.
It's Larson's 81st anniversary sale going on now through Saturday. There is no better time than the present to buy that new spring outfit and save 15 to 25% off. You know the drill. Pick an egg out of the Easter basket and save 15 to 25% off all regular priced merchandise. The old saying, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose? Well, that's not true when you shop at Larson's during their 81st anniversary sale. But hurry, Larson's anniversary sale ends Saturday. Larson's in downtown Bonners Ferry and Sandpoint.
You can protect yourself and your loved ones by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine's been tested. It's proving to be very safe and effective. And hundreds of thousands of Idahoans have gotten the vaccine because it works. The COVID vaccine is the best shot we have to stop the spread, so we can keep our kids in the classroom, protect jobs, save lives, and keep our families and communities safe. Sign up at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
How about putting a little bling in your spring? Let's make it happen at the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry. April is for winners, and we're celebrating in a big way by putting $84,000 in Plinko cash up for grabs. Qualify all month long to get your share. Weekday room rates in the Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59 a night, while weekend rates start at just $99. And when you need a break from winning bling, our Springs restaurant will tempt you with four amazing lunch and dinner specials for just $10 each. And our April spa special is out of this world. Get a scalp ritual, 30-minute massage, and our signature facial for just $119. Put some bling in your spring with a shot at $84,000 in Plinko cash. To book your Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey. Okay, welcome back. North Idaho Radio and North Idaho Radio Let Your Color Out Living. Sorry about that. I'm having such a fun time with my guest today. I have Jessica Carrington with us, and she just talked all about this. I mean, we could spend a long time together, actually, but we just have a short hour. So we want to move into basically how she got into North Idaho and just what gave her the courage to just step out. So again, Jessica, thank you for leaving your amazing touring life and traveling with you two and staying in Robert Plant. That's pretty remarkable. If you're just joining us, you missed that first bit in the intro. But tell us, after Seattle, what brought you to Sandpoint, Idaho? I always love this question, being a local.
Yeah, sure. So I have to backtrack just a little.
Sure.
But we had, so getting off the road, we started a tour catering company locally. So what that means is in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco, any concert that came to town, we would be the exclusive caterer for the crew and artists. And so that gave us a really nice way of doing what we love, what we're used to, working with the artists we are used to working with, the people that have known us for 10 years, but we didn't have to travel. And mm-hmm. So that is how we created this new life. Now, I'm sure most people can see how this story ends, or at least tapers off, but with COVID last year, concerts ceased to exist. Yeah. So, you know, we had a 4.5-year company, three, because we had one in Bay, Portland, and Seattle, and all of a sudden it was halted. We were on a quick tour with Tool in Eugene, Oregon, and I got the call at midnight that said we're on lockdown on March 13th, 2020. And so, you know, as everyone's life shifted, our life kind of shifted dramatically right away. Mm-hmm. We had dozens of staff in each location that we furloughed. Everyone was obviously very understanding, and there was a lot going on.
Absolutely.
But, you know, through these months, through the early months of that, we just started to ask questions again, just like we did when we decided to leave tour. We said, where do we want to raise our kids? This world is changing. We don't know how long concerts are going to be away or what that will look like. And mm-hmm. So all we knew is we wanted to be somewhere where our kids can grow up running down the street. We didn't want to be in a city anymore. We wanted to be in nature. We wanted to be somewhere that gave us life. And we had visited North Idaho before, being only 5.5 hours away in Seattle. It was somewhere we loved coming. We often went to CDA or Hayden. And then really kind of the magic of Sandpoint just drew us in. And so we're those type of people. We have a shift in our soul, and then we're like, let's do it.
And you just really
commit. We just do
commit.
It. We commit. And our poor kids.
That's great. That's awesome. You don't ruminate and think about it and stew about it. You just say, I'm doing it.
We just do it. And, you know, maybe that's crazy sometimes, but honestly, life is so short.
It shows. So sure.
We did have two little boys during our time in Seattle, and so God bless them. They just kind of are along for the ride. They're so flexible, and they've traveled at such a young age anyways. But we picked up, sold our house, and moved here. Did a long road trip around the country first, but then we're here by September 1.
Okay.
So we're new. We're really new.
Brand new to Sandpoint.
But we just fell in love. Like, I've never met such great people. Everyone here, like yourself, the locals are so welcoming to some of us newbies.
Sandpoint is very magical. Again,
it's magical.
You know, being born and raised here and for sure being a local and my family has three of the kids are back. Mm. It's always been, I mean, it's been feast or famine for those of us who have lived here over the years. And this is, well, there's been a couple of times where we start to see this, but this one's for real. I mean, this one is where we're bringing, you know, a lot of new people into town. And I think what's so fun for the locals is it is offering some new, very remarkable, interesting people, which is actually a great segue into what you're bringing to our town from my perspective. I mean, tell us about your business here.
Yeah, so we were just getting settled, and my husband truly is just in his blood a chef all through and through. You know, his veins just are full of olive oil. You know, it's just like that's what he is. And so when he is hibernating, or when he is processing, or self-care.
Incubating.
Incubating.
When we're incubating, yeah.
He cooks.
Get quiet.
And he goes back to his ancestral roots, really. So it's like wise tradition. So he started doing bread every day. which is just flour and water, and he just loves the magic of that. And then bone broth, which again is just, you know, healing. our ancestors, you know, lived on that. So
growing up, I mean, mom, every time we'd have a turkey or we'd eat a chicken, we'd throw it in the pot, we'd boil the bones.
Exactly.
All growing up, it's like, all right, and we'd use that stock for everything.
And so every day this was being produced in my house, and I truly am, you know, the entrepreneurial business all the time mind. I just said, why aren't we offering this? Why aren't we doing this? Like, we came here to kind of meditate on what's next, because who knows what, you know, concerts look like. Why don't we just actually do this? And I've started, you know, three or four companies before. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it.
There's an adrenaline.
The steps come super naturally to me. It doesn't overwhelm me. And so December 1, we launched a company here called Bread and Bones. And really, it started off just the local delivery service. So anyone could do a subscription of bread and broth weekly. They would get their four quarts weekly or their bread weekly. And then what it's turned into is definitely wholesale. So grocery stores, Winter Ridge here locally, Miller's locally, Super One's about to add it.
They're carrying your broth.
Our broth in Sandpoint. Just the broth and Sandpoint.
Okay, right.
And then CDA Pilgrims has our broth. Mm-hmm. And then Spokane, I don't know if they're lacking bakers or, I mean, Paul's bread is pretty magical, but we are heavily, our bread and broth is heavily in some supermarkets down there. And, you know, we've been really lucky to have some friends in the health and wellness industry. And so they've, you know, posted about us. And even more exciting, by May, we're launching national shipping. So the company's really morphed, and it's happened fairly quickly. It's only been a couple months, but we are really enjoying it. And the newest addition, I suppose, is we just signed a space on 95. And so,
you were seeing the old Starbucks.
The old Starbucks.
Those of us who drive by that old spot there in Ponderay.
Mm-hmm. It's been vacant for about 6 years. We loved the space. And
it's a beautiful little brick building.
Yep, with some stone. And we're just turning that into a full-blown, beautiful commissary. So,
will you have a storefront there as well then? Will you
at
be
the
able to
moment,
buy your bread?
At the moment, well, there will be an active drive-through.
Okay.
So if you place your order, you pick up your broth, which can be sipping or in the quartz.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
think
your bread.
About it.
Yeah.
It's better than coffee, gang.
I'm
so excited.
Better than coffee. And then another part of the commissary, besides, you know, processing for the supermarkets, will be Paul's cooking classes, which I think will be a fun addition to the community for sure.
See, that's just it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
As a local, we love this new energy. And the main thing, and you are a good steward of the land. And a good steward of this beauty that we have, this pristine area. And that, I think, as a local through and through, and I think I can speak for a lot of the locals, we want to just make sure that that is maintained. And so thank you for bringing this great, positive, I mean, and this broth is healing, you know, that's going to help this world.
We're so excited. Yeah, so we are in the middle of construction now, and, you know.
And you hope to start, get that open May 1st-ish?
That's our goal.
Okay, sure.
we'll see.
It's an interesting day to do construction.
Right. I was going to say the construction is not really up to me, but
we are
being patient. And the health department here is amazing. They're working with us quickly. Everyone is so excited. And,
we are.
And supportive. Mm-hmm. And that is just something that's rare. And that's one thing that makes Sandpoint just stand above the rest. Like I said, we've traveled the world and we wouldn't live anywhere else.
It is attracting such a unique, wonderful. We'll get into this in the next segment. We've got to take a short break. But before we go into that break, help me connect the dots between Black Caviar and...
So Black Caviar is our catering company on the
West
Coast.
Oh, so it's just the name.
That's
I'm thinking
name.
Caviar and Black.
No, Black Caviar is our tour catering in Seattle, Portland, in the Bay.
Okay.
And Bread and Bones is our company here.
Okay. So Black Caviar will remain open and running when the time...
When concerts return.
Okay.
We do have full staff in each location. We will open them. And then, you know, we are... can't quite announce, but we are... Black Caviar will do some catering here in Sandpoint for some special events this summer. So
I think that's the other thing that's so exciting. We have, you know, we have a pretty, you know, sweet... I love Ivano's to death. And now we've got a few others that are opening, you know, doing more catering. But we'll have another catering option for different variety of food, which is so... Again, totally. Fun for the crowd here that have moved here. So, all right. Well, those of you who are just joining North Idaho Radio, we are talking with Jessica Carrington, and a newcomer to Sandpoint. She and her husband are building a remarkable business in Sandpoint, and we're very lucky to have her. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
At Superrun Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. It's so easy and convenient. Just go to superrunfoods.net and select your items. You can also view the weekly sale items, online specials, and more. Then set the time to pick up your groceries. Park in the spaces reserved for online shoppers, and your personal shopper will deliver your items to your car. It's that simple. And Superrun is now hiring. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superrunfoods.net.
Northern Quest is kicking off its 20th anniversary celebration with $220,000 in cash and prizes, including a new Ford Bronco Sport and two $50,000 giveaways. Starting April 1st, enter daily for your chance to win. Plus, enjoy food and drink specials, hotel discounts, spa, and shopping deals and more. It's Northern Quest's $220,000 anniversary celebration. Details at northernquest.com.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
At the co-op, we field all sorts of questions, especially from newcomers, like, do bears eat tulips? Do I need to clean up after the deer? Or, I just bought 50 chickens, what do I feed them? We love questions, and we just about always know the answers. But sometimes a customer will stump us all, like, how many stomachs does an alpaca have? It turns out, they only have 3 compartments, which makes them a pseudo-ruminant. Now we know. So if you're new to this rural life, and you need help with farm animals, beekeeping, predator control, flock protection, gardening, hardware, fasteners, setting up a propane tank, or dozens of other things, we should be on your speed dial. Because you just never know what you're going to need to know about living this rural life. We can help. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, your propane, farm, home, and hardware store. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger Scratch Game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. This has been such, oh my gosh, this is, hour is flying by. I think I need 2 days with Jessica. Jessica Carrington is my guest today on Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and we are listening to North Idaho Radio. If you've just tuned in, we've had just an incredible visit about her background being on the road, touring and catering companies. She's built all kinds of things, and we have luckily just gotten her into Sandpoint. They have great vision and great plans for this beautiful area, bringing a homemade bread company and bone broth. I mean, magical bone broth. It's healing. One thing she didn't mention in her last hour, or I don't know if we've talked about yet, but her husband is Australian.
Yes.
So Paul, her husband Paul, is this the magical baker. So you are the business mind of the of a team, and what a brilliant connection.
It is. We both have opposite strengths and opposite weaknesses, but it works really well. We are a great team. I know a lot of couples wouldn't be able to work together, but I think because we met working together, it feels super natural, and our strengths go together really well. So yeah, he's Australian. He moved here right when we started dating in 2012, and Still waiting on that passport. Everything's backlogged with COVID.
Oh gosh, right.
But he's in line to become a citizen, and he loves the U.S. So it's been great having him. But he does bring a lot of fun, laughter, and craziness to our family.
Oh,
Australians
yeah.
are
in a very
yeah,
they
they're a little wacky.
They are, and they have that great accent. So it'll be very fun when we're able to get once we get your store open, we'll have Paul back on and get an update and get a fun accent on the radio. That's always fun for Sandpoint.
Oh yeah, and
we don't have too many Australians here, do we?
I was going to say,
I'm sitting there going, do I know any?
The
I know
other
visitors.
Day, the cashier at Winter Ridge said to him, we all know you as the Australian. They talk about it because there's really not a lot of accents around.
Yeah, I have a German family, and they're like, "You're the Germans,
right?
Oh, the German family." I'm like, "Yes, yes."
It's definitely fun, and he loves it here. Obviously, we both can't imagine being anywhere else.
Yeah. And the chef, the stuff he's creating sounds incredible.
Yes.
One of the things, being the business side of, I feel lucky that I get you each at a different period, but being the business and this entrepreneur, this self-startup, I mean, it's a brave ask. How do you, that's a tall order. And you have a very active creative brain, but how do you actually find the courage to say, all right, just like you said, I'm just going to commit and you guys just shapeshift and do it.
Yeah. It's a lot to do with personality, I think. Obviously, I think everyone has this, has access to this. I, on the side, do some business coaching because my dream is really for everyone to feel empowered to start their own company if they so choose.
Mm-hmm.
My personality always has been like, close your eyes, jump off the cliff, like just do it. Because I've always had, life is short. I've said that before. I just don't think we always take advantage of things as much as we should. And I never want to look back and think I was too scared to take that risk.
Yeah.
I'd rather fail, miserably. But then what is failure? You learn so much through failure.
I call it failing forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
you just keep moving.
Exactly. And I've started probably 7 companies and 3 have succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Any entrepreneur will tell you that failure is absolutely a part of it.
Absolutely a part of it. And it makes you, it shapes you. The lessons are invaluable.
And you take it in intrinsically, like those lessons, I mean, that never happens again. And then you build on it. Like there's something that really shifts inside of you as you are moving this sort of this vision down the path.
100%. And when that end vision really skyrockets and succeeds, who's to say if that would have ever happened without those past failures growing your experience and growing your lessons? So I just think they're all interwoven.
Mm-hmm.
And, part of my coaching, I just try to really instill in people that put fear aside. Really, there's nothing you can do wrong because it's all going to be either a success or a lesson.
Yeah. And I think, the other thing I think when people do, fear becomes the immobilizing. And I lived there for a very long time. I mean, I was a Broadway show promoter, but I am an opportunist, but it is that fear can be so daunting. But it's for me, I'm part of why I show up every day is because I am all about being an advocate of health.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can let fear just kind of go and slip out, then our body, our systems and our bodies aren't so constricted and contained.
100%.
And we have got to continue to move stress out of the body. And that containment is a pressure cooker.
Exactly.
And that's why I live with MS. I was like, 'cause I couldn't quite shift that,
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has been a big, big thing is to move through the fear. So I love that that's something that you really focus on in your coaching.
100%. And another thing is clean energy. What do I mean by that? If your channel is clean, meaning integrity, your word means what you say, your words match your actions, your schedule is kind of time blocked out, your space around you is clean.
Mm-hmm.
If all of that's clean, flow happens. And a lot of people don't understand that magic is accessible to everybody. Clean your car, clean your living room where you sit, clean your office. Oh, what does that matter? It matters. When clean energy exists, you're able to be so sharp in your thinking, and the universe flows. And you're able to build your passion and build your dream. So that's kind of what we
touch
on.
I love how you sort of bring it to truly it is about integrity. You know, people have named it karma, they've clean energy, which may be a little woo-woo for those of us listening to this in North Idaho. But I mean, honestly, if you keep your, again, I call it karma clean. If you keep your karma clean, then, you know, what comes around goes around.
Yes.
You know, and if you can do that and really tidy your side of the street, you know, then, and then just move forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're in the flow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The flow is there. It's magic. It's funny. One of the things, magic or alchemy, that's actually my third book I wrote about the alchemy. It's simply that. I mean, it's just living in that space where you're just sort of constantly navigating the negative thoughts, the beliefs that don't serve you any longer. It's constantly upgrading your system.
And 100%. Yeah. I call myself a dream alchemist.
Yeah.
Because
beautiful.
I like to help people alchemize their dreams.
Yeah.
And it's moving energy in a way that then you can actually
and,
do
what and you're... even moving it, but allowing.
Allowing.
It's such a place of allowing. What I have found, that it's as you start to, like you say, just kind of let things, you do your work. You roll up your sleeves, you work hard, and it's just a happier space too. I think that's why they call the word alchemy.
Yes.
You know, it's because it's happy. You're in that place of balance, and you're healthier. And again, being a body advocate, you're healthy. And if you do have an illness in the body, you can manage it better.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's and the immune system thrives in that. Mm-hmm. With the broth, of course.
With the broth.
Gotta have the broth.
Exactly.
So, all right. Yeah. Well, we have one more final break. And when we come back, we will learn more about how to get in touch with Jessica and hear a little bit more about their timeline. And I know she's actively looking for community members to show up and support the business as they grow. Not only, you know, they're going to be hiring people in town too. Mm-hmm. And I'll let her talk about that a bit. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. And we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ben Olson.
And I'm Cameron Rasmussen.
And here are the top stories this week in the Sandpoint Reader.
Lost in the 50s, canceled for 2021, but we'll be back next year. Festival plans for first ever virtual fundraiser auction. State Supreme Court stands by asphalt plant ruling. And local groups planning Easter egg hunts.
Go out and grab a copy of the Reader today for free at over 200 locations.
Support an informed community. Read the Reader.
Moye Springs now has fiber to the home provided by EL Internet Northwest, your only Boundary County-based broadband internet provider. EL Internet Northwest is currently offering free installation and excellent pricing in both Moye Springs and Bonners Ferry, with plans starting as low as $40 a month. EL Internet Northwest is ready to hook you up with broadband internet at the speed of light. Call them for more information and to schedule your installation today at 208-946-4147. EL Internet Northwest.
The University of Idaho Vandal football team continues its pandemic-mandated spring football season and looks to move to 3-1 when they hit the road for the first time and travel to Pocatello to take on Idaho State. If the Vandals want to sniff the postseason, they're going to need a win over the Bengals in Holt Arena. Don't miss a minute of the action along the Vandal Sports Network with pregame Saturday afternoon at 2. Kickoff at 3 here on North Idaho's Radio.
So much is made at Super One Foods of such things as quality and freshness that sometimes one other aspect of the Super One story kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Prices. Specifically, the lowness of them. There's a new word for the dictionary. Anyway, if low prices are just the beginning of the Super One story, then let's get to it. Stop by Super One Foods this week and see what's in store for your Easter celebration. Enjoy the things that bring us together, like great food. Super One has everything you need for your Easter dinner, from ham to all the fixings. At Super One Foods, we welcome spring with days that bring us back together over the dinner table. It doesn't have to be complicated. Avoid the crowds. No reservations required. Super One Foods and Easter dinner. Good food, great company. Don't you love a good story? The Super One story's got all the elements. Gripping drama, excellent character development, and of course, low prices. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
When life throws you a curveball, your P1FCU debit account can help keep you moving. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bazing, offers great features like money-saving discounts, cell phone protection, roadside assistance, and cash back. This card saves you money. Does your debit card do that? P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU Preferred debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
97.1 FM. 1450 KBFI and 1400 KSPT.
Why do I always take a drink? I always take a drink the second I'm coming back on air. Hello, you're listening to Let Your Color Out Living with Lindy, and I am having such a fun interview today with Jessica Carrington, who is starting a business in Sandpoint and has taken a leap of faith and moved to Sandpoint, Idaho. During our break, we talk about several different things, but one of the things we were just talking about as a woman, I have my role models out there and my inspirational people, but who's someone out there who has inspired you to just be brave?
Honestly, in the last couple of years, I'm not sure if everyone's aware of the company Spanx, but it was started by Sarah Blakely. Mm-hmm. She's a mom of four, and she was a fax machine salesman, door to door, and that's how she started. But she cut the tips off her pantyhose with a meeting one day and designed what we now know as Spanx. And she inspires me. She's the first female billionaire. She just has this go get 'em, keep your head down, work hard as a female boss attitude. And it's inspired me for years now. I follow her closely. She partners with women business entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and helps support them. And so I was lucky enough to be chosen last year for her Red Backpack Fund. Suffering from COVID, she gave 2,000 women a grant to kind of help their businesses grow during that year.
Small
startups. And I was chosen in the first 200. I was so honored to be included in that group of women. But she's just always been an inspiration. She taught me a lot on how I mimic my balance between being a mom and being a business owner and a boss. Mm-hmm. She does it really beautifully. She does it seamlessly. She has fun. She remembers to play.
Good.
All of that with self-care and being also a badass boss. It's mm-hmm. just, it's so inspiring.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have another question is, do you find that it's hard as a boss to have boundaries sometimes?
Mm.
Can you speak to that? It just came to me when I was thinking that. Because when you are a badass boss, and again, I write about the alpha energy. I'm sort of the alpha expert in the camp. And it sometimes, that alpha is, you need to pull it out and you kind of got to be that edge. But
so I would say I am predominantly alpha female. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that part comes pretty easily to me. I need to work on my soft. Which I'm completely aware and open to.
Well, alphas do.
Yeah.
Because there's always a job to be done. And 100%. We know how to work.
And I love that part mm-hmm. of me. I've embraced that part of me. But I also want to be the nurturing feminine side too. And so the boundaries I set very well. I just always then want to make sure I'm being a nurturing boss.
Absolutely. See, and there's so much power in that collaboration versus the competition and the finger pointing and all of that. And that's, it's doable. It sounds like this Spanx gal, I didn't know who she
Sarah
was.
Sarah Blakely.
Till just now.
Yes.
Sarah Blakely. I'll look her up.
Yeah.
But sounds like she's managed that well too. She's found her softness.
Unbelievably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's been doing this 20 years now. They just had their 20th. So it's like experience is evident.
Yeah. I have always had those inspirational women that were, mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15, maybe even younger than me. Even you. I mean, you just taking that leap of faith, it reminds me to be brave and to be that opportunist mm-hmm. that I have always been and mm-hmm. to not just kind of be like, all right, life is good. I'm finished now, and that's a real easy place for me to go sometimes.
Sure.
So, good. I'm just going to go plant my plants.
Sure.
I'm going to go plant more flowers.
That part's good too, though.
That is. See, there's a reason our worlds are colliding. I will bring that softness and get me back on alpha drive here. So, all right. Well, one of the things we were talking about just before we left was that you're going to this business you're creating here. It's going to have a demand for people.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, that you're going to have...
Yeah, so we're going to be hiring...
A bakery?
In the very near future, probably mid-April. Our facility is hoping to be done around May 1, like I said. And so we'll need bakers. We definitely need delivery drivers. We'll be hiring some management positions like operational, et cetera, shipping fulfillment. So we'll definitely be putting all of the job descriptions and info on our website. There'll be a separate page for that. And we'll make announcements on our Instagram when those things go live. Bread.bones is our Instagram handle. We stay really up and informed on that. You'll see where we're doing daily deliveries. You'll see new content. Paul, I'm always convincing Paul to do how-to videos, even though he doesn't love that.
How to make the broth or bake the bread?
Everything. Or, okay. So right
wow,
now,
that's great.
On there now, we just have one, but we just filmed two others that we'll be posting soon, but how to care for your sourdough starter. A lot of people kill their starter. and so he just has a really basic how-to video to help people, you know, care for it and then be able to utilize it. Today, we actually just launched national shipping for our starters, which is really exciting. We can't ship bone broth yet. We're still needing a facility for that. So that's on pause. I know a lot of people are waiting for that. But the starter is something we can start shipping right away. It's live on the website. And basically, you'll get like 60 grams of a sourdough starter with directions how to care for it. And then also you get Paul's very own sourdough bread recipe, which it's not necessarily a secret, but it's an amazing recipe. And
you've heard about your bread. It is incredible.
Yeah, yes. I can't wait for you to try it.
Yes, it will happen for Easter weekend. It's happening today. I'm flying. I'm hunting her down.
Yes.
So that's great. So, he's going to give his recipe and the starter.
And the starter. And we can ship to the 48 states, not Alaska or Hawaii, but 48.
So if anybody in North Idaho who's listening to this radio, if they want to get a starter, what's their best option?
So they can also put in their zip code on the website.
Okay.
And we can do a pickup for locals.
Okay. So ordering on the website is the best way to get your treasures.
It's all there. Yes.
So, and then just – because I was curious, can you share a little bit of what's in your magical bone broth?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Love,
right now,
of course. I mean, love is the main ingredient.
Yes, love is the main ingredient. We do three flavors right now. There's a beef bone, a chicken bone, and then a garlic shiitake elixir, we call it. But it's obviously, there's no bones in that. It's a vegan broth. And the chicken, so all of our bones in the beef and chicken are from local farms. Sometimes they're from Washington farms, but sometimes, most of the time, North Idaho, or local markets that we go to. And then all vegetables that are in the broth are organic. You know, it takes food companies years to get certified organic, but in our ingredient list we do list that everything is organic, so that is some smaller businesses have to work around it that way because we're still in line for that certification, but everything in it is organic and local, and it's vegetables, the bones, and then some spices and herbs, and our water is filtered. We're really, really big on the water being clean, and that's it.
And you'll be able to make this out at your location in Ponderay.
Of course, yes. Right now we're renting two commissaries and we make it there. One's in Athol, one's Bonner Mall.
Okay.
But we will obviously move everything to our new facility.
And then what I also love is that you'll be offering this as a drive-through. So those of you who are wanting to maybe cleanse in the month of May, or June, or any time is a good time for bone broth, let me just tell you.
There is a drive-through. If you do a pickup on your order on the website, you can pick it up, during business hours through the drive-through. Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think this has been a remarkable interview. Maybe just real quick, where can they pick things up now?
The meeting point is Cedar Street Bridge.
Okay.
My office is on the second floor.
Okay.
And we would coordinate that.
Okay.
And then starting May, it will be our location.
So if you want a sourdough starter, if you want any of this wonderful bone broth, if you want any of their breads, I've heard the focaccia is out of this world. If you need any of that for your Easter weekend, then you can visit Jessica on this. Well, actually, start on the website.
Yes.
Go to the website.
Yes. Bread and bone, or breadbones.com. No space. Yes.
Breadbones.com. Mm-hmm. And then we are ready. And that winds us down. We've had just a remarkable hour talking to this beautiful entrepreneur and her wonderful family that is moving here. And I can't wait to have Paul back on the air with us and talk about the magic of making this bread and his cooking classes and all kinds of things. So thank you so much for listening to Let Your Color Out Living. And if you've been out there and you're looking for something new to do, whether it's just maybe it's a job with Jessica and her team, but also if you need to feel brave, then just continue to watch somebody out there on social media or on YouTube that will inspire you to follow your purpose and passion. We need more of us showing up in our authenticity.
Yes, thank you for having me, Lindsay.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.